The first parak of Maseches Kiddushin starts off with the topic of Kinyanim. The Mishnah on Yudbeis tells you how to be Koina in Eved Ivri. Where is it? On Yudalek. Tells you how to be Koina in Eved Ivri. Then on Chov Beis it tells you how to be Koina in Eved Knaini. Then it tells you how to be Koina in Karka, how to be Koina in Metaltalim, how to be Koina in Behema Gasa, how to be Koina in Behema Daka. And in the context of all of these kinyanim, it starts off with Isha Niknes. Which kinyanim do you make? To make a kiddushin. When you make a kinyan on karka, on metaltalim, the karka belongs to me, and I transfer ownership to somebody else. When I sell metaltalim, it originally belongs to me, then I give it over to somebody else. By kiddushin, it's not that the woman is married to herself and she gives herself over to the husband. You're creating issues. It's a new yesh mayat. Same thing at Eved Ivri. You cannot sell an Eved Ivri. If I own an Eved Ivri, the Mishnah says in Maseches Erechin, you can't sell an Eved Ivri to somebody else. The Rambam writes beferish like that, based on the pasuk Lam Nachri Laim Shel Mocha Bevigdei Bo, that the Odin cannot sell an Amo Ivri. In that pasuk we learn out that no one can sell an Eved Ivri either. So when the Mishnah talks about selling, being koin an Eved Ivri, it means you're creating an Eved Ivri. It's not that a person owns himself as an Eved Ivri. He's not Mutav Shivchak Nainis of his own. He's not an Eved Ivri. A person is not an Eved Ivri to himself. When he sells himself as an Eved Ivri, he's creating a new Heftza of an Eved Ivri. So the same is true by Kiddushin. Or Isha Niknes, you need a Maisi Kinyan, but it's creating issues that wasn't there before. We all assume, based on the Gemara in the first daf in Perek HaOrel, in Maseches Yevamos, that when a person owns an Eved Kenayni, they're what we call two different Kinyanim. There's the Kinyan Mammon and the Kinyan Issa. What do you mean a Kinyan Issa? The Eved Kenayni belongs to me with respect to Issa Veheta. What does that mean? So the Gemara says with respect to not such a well-known din, that an Eved Kenayni cannot become a Muna on a Korban Pesach without authorization of the other. As opposed to an Eved Ivri, who is an independent person, he can become a Mamuna on a Korban Pesach without authorization from the Odom. So the Gemara sounds like it's saying that there's only a Kinyan Issa by Eved Kenayni, and there is no Kinyan Issa by Eved Ivri at all. That's how Tesis seems to hold. Tesis seems to hold that by Eved Ivri, there's only a Kinyan Mammon, there is no Kinyan Issa. By Eved Kenayni, there are double two Kinyan, there's a Kinyan Mammon and a Kinyan Issa. We usually say in Yeshivas that there's another Nafkemina and the Kenyanisa of the Eved Kenayni, that if he's an Eved Kenayni Shel Kohen, he's permitted to eat Truma. Usually only Kohanim are permitted to eat Truma. Reishis Kohen is allowed to eat Truma. So if a Kohen owns an Eved Kenayni, that's included in the Pasuk, Kohen Ki Yikne Nefesh Kinyan Kaspu, Hu Yechol Balachmo, that a person, an Odon, has a Kinyan Iser in an Eved Kenayni. And Eved Ivri, there's a Machlokes. Now, when a person gets married, he certainly doesn't have a Kinyan Mammon in his wife. He doesn't own his wife with respect to Dini Mammon, that's for sure not. The only question is, does he own his wife with respect to Issa Veheta? Is it considered a Kinyan Issa, the fact that she's not allowed to marry anybody else, and the fact that if someone else is Mekadosher, Ein Kedushin Tovsin, is that because she sold herself to the first husband? So the husband has a Kinyan Issa, so she doesn't know. Let's say I sold the field to somebody. Tomorrow I sell the same field to somebody else. So the second Kinyan is not called. I already gave it over to someone else. So that's how the Pnei Yeshua writes. Later on in Kiddushin, the famous Pnei Yeshua, Avni Milui made it famous. Avni Milui quotes and he disagrees. So the Pnei Yeshua writes that I don't need a pasuk to prove that Ein Kiddushin Tovsin Be'eshus Ish. Because she already sold herself to the first husband, so she doesn't own herself any longer that she should have the right to sell herself to the second husband. He assumes that there's a Kinyan Issa in the nation. There's no Kinyan Mama. He assumes there is a Kinyan Issa. And Avnei Miluim disagrees. Avnei Miluim is a sefer by Tzoyis HaChoshen on Eben Ezer. The Chassidish Yeshivas, a lot of them won't look in the Avnei Miluim because the sefer was prepared by the author while he was alive, but he passed away. He never prepared it for publication. So it was printed by his son-in-law, who is one of the maskilim of the time. He was religious, observant, but he's one of the maskilim, by Shlomo Yehuda Rappaport, Shir. So that's why a lot of chassidim don't want to look in the Avnei Miluim. But it's kedai to look. Okay. So that's good sefer. He has a lot of very important things to say. So he quotes all the major Pnei Yeshuas. He can't go wrong. So he quotes this famous Pnei Yeshua, he's the one who made it famous, and he disagrees. He thinks He said the Feirush Gemara later that the fact that Enki Dushan Tovsin Beishus Isha is not because she sold herself already to the first husband. Like I sold karka to the first lokeach, how can I sell the same karka to the second lokeach? It doesn't belong to me anymore. He proves from the Gemara later that that's not the reason why. The reason why Enki Dushan Tovsin Beishus Isha is because Eishus Isha is a Chavi Krisis, it's Gili Arayis. Same aloha that Enki Dushan Tovsin Bachosim, Enki Dushan Tovsin Bebito. Whenever there's a chavi krisis, it's gilei arayis. Ein kedushin tovsin, that's why. And that's nafke min ledina in this issue. Why is ein kedushin tovsin be'eshes ish? There is a sefer chula, shalos chuvos marcheshes. It's worth becoming familiar with the sefer. The author was a dayan in Vilna, same time as Rav Chaim Moshe. He was older than Rav Chaim Moshe, and he outlived him also. Rav Penach Egish. So he writes in his introduction, he doesn't know this new style of learning, this analytic style of learning. He's from the old school, but he has a lot like the new school also, not all like the old school. So he speaks about this machlekes, and one of the simonim speaks about this machlekes between the Pnei Yeshua, the Avnei Miluim, and he shows, in his opinion, he thinks that it's a machlekes hamoraim in Yerushalmi in the beginning of Yevamos. Those who learned Yevamos, in the beginning, there's a Tosfos about, is it possible to have a Torah Seishas Ish? So the Yerushalmi, Tosis quotes Yerushalmi, discusses that topic. So the Marcheshes thinks that the two opinions in Yerushalmi, Tosis doesn't quote the whole Yerushalmi. So the Marcheshes quotes the whole passage. He thinks that this machlokes between the Pnei Yeshua and Avnei Miluim is really machlokes Amorim. But it's, so according to the Pnei Yeshua, there isn't really a Chalois Kinyan over here. There's not neither a Kinyan Mamon nor a Kinyan Isa. It's a Maisi Kinyan, Huisha Niknes. The chosn makes a maisi kinyan on the kala, and it creates a chalos ishus. It doesn't create a chalos, certainly doesn't create a chalos kinyan mamon. He doesn't own his wife, and didi mamon is the only thing that's negotiable. The only thing that's room to debate is the machlokes of Pnei Yeshua and the Avnei Miluim, where he has a kinyan isa on the wife. The pashtus in the Mishnah is that all three kesef shtar and bia, all three are maisi kinyonim. Isha niknas, it's a maisi kinyon that creates a halos ishus, and possibly even a kinyon isa. Pashta says that all three are a kinyon, and every kinyon needs das. A cherisha to the katan, even if the katan is a genius, even if the Vilna Goyen is a big genius, before bar mitzvah, al pidin, a katan is a labar das. A cherish means one who is retarded. Shoita means deranged, and cherish means retarded. So, the Pashto says that a cherish cannot be mekadosh, not be kesef, not be shtar, not be bia. In our Torah, there's no issues. There are mishnayos that the perik cherish, perik in the end of Yevamos, that mid the rabbanim they instituted issues for retarded people, whether the husband is retarded and the wife is not, or the wife is retarded, the husband is not, or both of them are retarded. There's such an issues mid the rabbanim. There on that perik cherish, the opening mishnah perik cherish, that the mishnah makes it very clear that kedusha cherish is only mid the rabbanim. So the Namukhi Yosef, in his commentary on the side of the Rif, quotes a passage from the Yerushalmi, that when do we declare that Kedusha Cherish is only the Rabbanon, that's if he's Mekadosh Bekesef or Bishtar, because these are Kinyonim. A Kinyon needs Das. So Cherish Al-Pidin is a Labar Das, so he cannot make a Kinyon. But Kedusha Bio, Yerushalmi thinks that the Kedusha Cherish is Menatora. It's a Pella. The Babli doesn't say one way or the other about that, a Per Cherish. It's a pella. The Beis Shmuel quotes this in Eved Ezra Halacha Lamaisa. It's kedai if you're learning a Masechta like Kedushin. It's very negeh Halacha Lamaisa. You should always try to look up in Shulchan Aruch. What's the psak? Whenever you see there's a machlokes in the Gemara, machlokes or Rishonim, try to look in Shulchan Aruch. See what's the maskana Halacha Lamaisa. Why not learn Lasukin Shmaisa Liba de Hilchasa? Especially many of you are interested in getting married soon, so you should know what's Taka the Din. So the Beis Shmuel quotes this, the Mukhi Yosef Halacha L'maisa, that Kiddusha Cherish would be Menat Torah if he was Mekadosh B'Bia. The Pashtus, the Babli never says anything there in Perek Cherish, but there are other Gemaras in the Babli where it seems to imply that Kiddusha B'Bia is also a Maisa Kinyan, and you would need Das, and if it's a Cherish, the Kiddusha would only be Medir Abonim. That's all Pashtus, it should be like that. Mid the Rabbanon, the Gemara says later, even though in Torah it is permissible to be Mekadosh B'Bia, mid the Rabbanon they prohibited it. The Gemara says, Mishum Pritzusa on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, that one is not permitted to be Mekadosh B'Bia, and Rav would give Makas Mardas. Rav Mangid Why we give makas madis? Someone would be mikadosh the bia. So we're left with two forms of kiddushin that are acceptable, either kesef or shtar. The Rambam quotes the way he understood the Gemara to say that there's a basic difference between kesef on one side and shtar and bia on the other hand. The Rambam says the kiddushi kesef is medivrei sofrim. What does that mean, medivrei sofrim? So there's a long kesef mishnah where the kesef mishnah explains. He doesn't think there were those who understood the Rambam to mean that Kedusha Kesef is only midirabbanon. Rashi quotes such an opinion. I thought Kedusha Kesef is only midirabbanon. So the Rambam, so the Kesef Mishnah thinks that that's not correct. He doesn't think that when the Rambam wrote Kedusha Kesef midirei sofrim, midirei sofrim in the Rambam means that it's Torah Shabbal Peh. So Torah Shabbal Peh could mean that it's a drasha of the Torah Shabbal Peh is a drasha deraisa. It could be that it's a takana derabbanon. Dinim derabbanon are also considered part of the Torah Shabbal Peh. The Rambam in his Hakdamah to the Pirush HaMishnayis tells you what are the five sections of the Torah Shabbal Peh, and the last two sections, one section is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, is purely Torah Shabbal Peh. If you have Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, the tefillin have to be square. The ritzuas have to be black, and so on. It's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. There's no way to read it in between the lines at all. Then you have Pirushim HaMekubalim L'Moshe Misinai, that the Pasuk says Pri Eitz Hadar, and we have a tradition that that's a reference to the Yesrik. It's not that the Chachamim derived it, they established it. No, that was a tradition from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what that word means. Pri Eitz Hadar is referring to an Yesrik. And then you have the bulk of the Torah Shabbal Peh is the halachas that were established based on Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nid Resh Hashem. And then the Rambam says the fourth and the fifth sections of the Torah Shabbal Peh are the Gzeris and the Takonis. The Gzeris are the Isurim of the Rabbanon, that you're not allowed to carry in a karmelis, you're not allowed to write with your left hand, and so on. Not allowed to do melacha shein tzvicha legufa, zmuta menadaros, medirabbanon. So those are gzeris. And then you have takonis medirabbanon, that you have to light neres chanukah, and you have to read mikra megillah and purim, and so on and so forth. So the Rambam seems to say that all the takonis medirabbanon are an integral part of the Torah Shabbal Peh. Now Soloveitchik used to say that he thinks if a person learns Gemara brachas, even though most of Masechas Brachas deals with Dinim Derabbanan, he thought that the person would be in fulfillment of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah on the level of Deraisa. Even though the Chavis Agaba to observe these Dinim is only Midrabbanan, but a Cheftz of Shal Torah is Minatera. How can it be a Cheftz of Shal Torah if the Chavis Agaba is only Midrabbanan? So he proved that that is possible. From the Gemara says, the famous Gemara, the end of the first parak in Erev, and the Gemara says, regarding the many disputes between Bishama and Bishilo, the Gemara says, that when you spend time to study the Shitas of Beishamai, even though we know in advance that we're not going to Paskin like Beishamai, but it's still considered a Chepsa Shaltar, because Beishamai we're working within the framework of the Midrash HaTorah and the Resh Hashem. So that constitutes a Chepsa Shaltar, even if there's no Chavis HaGavra at all. You're not allowed to follow Beishamai. Even Beishas HaTchak, we don't follow Beishamai. We're not Mitzarif to a Svek Sveke. We don't rely on Beishamai at all when they were outvoted. They were Amdei L'Minyan, so they were outvoted. So nonetheless, when you learn Shitas Beishamai, it does constitute the Talmud Torah Min HaTorah, Eilu V'Eilu Divrei L'Kim Chayim. Rav Soloveitchik said the same over here by Mitzvos Midirabbanan. If a person learns Dinim Derabbanan, he's in fulfillment of Talmud Torah Deraisa, even though the Chavis HaGavra observed these Dinim Zonim Derabbanan. But the way the Rambam seems to write, and the Hakdamah to the Pirush HaMishnah is, all of the Gzeris the Rabbanan and all of the Takanas the Rabbanan blend in to become a chelik of the Torah Shebal Peh, Min HaTorah. So therefore, if a person learns his Din and the Rabbanan, he's in fulfillment of Talmud Torah Deraisa. So the Rambam often uses an expression, the same, the Gemara has it also. The Gemara will sometimes say, Divrei, a certain thing is not Medivrei Torah, but it's Medivrei Sofer. So very often it means that it's Medirabbanan, and very often it means that it's Torah Shabbal Peh in the Gemara. And the Rambam also, it's often unclear whether when he uses the expression Divrei Sofrim, did he mean that he's talking about a Din Derabbanan, or he's talking about a Din that's Torah Shabbal Peh. So here the Kesef Mishnah has this discussion with respect to Kiddushi Kesef. The Rambam had a Gemara, the Gemara talks about the concept, it's not in Kiddushin, but it'll come up in learning the Masechta. The Gemara talks about Avkina Rabbanan Kedushim Minei. There are a few rare cases in the Gemara where the Chachamim declared that Mafkia Samet Kedushim. He got married Minatur, and the Rabbanan would declare that the Kedushim is null and void. So the Gemara says, Tenech the Kodesh Bekaspa. If he was Mekadesh Bekesef, then we understand how they can declare that as null and void. Why is Kodesh Bekaspa different? Why is Kedushi Kesef different? So Rashi quotes this difficult pshat that Kiddush Kesef is only midrabbana. So the Chachamim, there's no problem. Ein kach biyad Chachamim. Lakadov ben Ator bikumbi. I say, how do they permit a Neshus Ish to remarry? She's only a Neshus Ish midrabbana. That's why Rashi quotes there was such an interpretation of the Gemara Teinuch the Kodesh because Kiddush Kesef is only midrabbana. So the Rambam writes, the Rambam is quoting that Gemara. That's what the Kesef Mishnah says. The Rambam is quoting that Gemara, and he says that Kiddush Kesef stands alone. Kiddush Ishtar and Kiddush Biator Shebichsav, that's the Araisa. And Kiddush Kesef is Dibre Sofrim. So it's a little unclear. Does he mean that it's only Midrabbanan, that opinion that Rashi quoted and rejected? Well, no. So the Kesef Mishnah thinks that that's not what the Rambam meant. The Rambam meant that it's Torah Shebal Peh. Then the Rambam writes, it's very interesting. Eretz Yisrael, they have all kinds of different groups of Karaites, Karoim. The Karoim only follow what they consider Mikro, what they consider Torah Shebichsav, and they don't accept Torah Shebal Peh. So they have different versions. They had European Karoim and African Karoim and Asian Karoim, different kinds. So there are certain things they all have in common. Another shtick, they have different practices. So one of the practices that all three groups have in common is they never have Kiddush Kesef, because Kiddush Kesef is only known through the Torah Shebal Peh. But none of the Magoris Kiddush Kesef. So the Rambam writes, there was years ago, in the beginning of the years of the Medinas Yisrael, there was a professor, Simcha Asaf. He's a professor of Jewish history, and he was in the Rabbanut also. He was a big Talmid Chacham. So he wrote several different valuable books, and one of the books is the Rambam and the Karaites. So he shows that every so often there's a line in the Rambam where the Rambam is disagreeing with the Karaim. Professor Chaim Soloveitchik also has a very fascinating essay about this. Sometimes the Seder of the Rambam. The Rambam puts in Hilchos Shabbos, he points out, the Seder of the Rambam is so awkward if you look from the beginning to the end. So it has to do with his fighting with the Karoim. So here also, the Rambam writes, we're not allowed to do Kiddush Biyah B'zman Hazeh. Rav would give Makas Mardas, Rav Mangam Andam Kaddish B'biyah. But you're left with Kiddush Kesef, Kiddush Shtar. So then the Rambam says, and the minig by the Jews is, what do you mean the minig by the Jews as opposed to? Who then is talking about? It means the minig by the Orthodox Jews as opposed to the Karaites, because the Karaim didn't believe in Kiddush Kesef. So those who follow the Rabbanim, those who follow Torah Shabbat Peh, go out of their way, bedafket to be Mekadosh B'Kesef, to demonstrate that we do subscribe to Torah Shabbat Peh. Not only Kedusha Kesef, but Torah Shebal Peh, we don't give Kesef. The meaning is, in Shulchan Aruch, they quote from the Mordechai, meaning is we don't give cash, we don't give a coin, we give a ring, or you give something else, you give Shavah Kesef. Why is that? Shavah Kesef is Dina Ki Kesef, that's on Beis Amid Aleph. There's a big Taisus, but Pruta B'Shavah Pruta, and the Ramban and the Rashbo discuss that Shavah Kesef, Dina Ki Kesef is already Torah Shebal Peh, on top of Torah Shebal Peh. The whole existence of Kedusha Kesef is Torah Shebal Peh. It's not at all Mefurish in the Pasuk, as opposed to Kedusha B and Kedusha Shtar is more Mefurish. Kedusha Kesef is purely Torah Shebal Peh. And Shavah Kesef Dinik Kesef is a Torah Shebal Peh on top of a Torah Shebal Peh. That's our minig. We have medakdeik not to use Kesef. Medakdeik not to use Kedusha Shtar, because that's Torah Shebechzav. The Karaites believe that also. We that use Dafke Kesef, we use a Torah Shebal Peh on top of a Torah Shebal Peh. Dafke Shavah Kesef. There are three, it's Kedai to know. Shavah Kesef is Dina Kikesef and Kala Tarakula. When you make Pidyon Aben, the Gemara says in the first parak, you can say, Egal Zed Pidyon B'ni, Talah Zed Pidyon B'ni, it's good Lachatchila. There isn't any Hidr Mitzvah to give Dafke Kesh. You can give Shavah Kesef Lachatchila for Pidyon Aben. There are only three Dinim where Shavah Kesef is Lavke Kesef. That's a Gemara in Pchoris and Daf Nun Aleph. The Gemara has a Braise. One Din is more famous than the other two, Pidyon Maisa Sheni. When you put him Maisa Sheni, so the Gemara says in Perek HaZom, it has to be Dafke Kesef. You can't use Shavah Kesef. Shavah Kesef is not acceptable. You need Dafke. The Tzarta Kesef, Kesef Sheyesh Olav Tzur. The other two dinim are not that well known. The other din is that Shavah Kesef is not acceptable for Pidyon Maisa Sheni. That's a din d'oraisa. Then another din is that Machzis HaShekel. Every year, every Jewish man has to give Machzis HaShekel. Bezman Shabbos HaMikdush HaYikayim. And that money goes towards purchasing the Karbonis Tzibur, the Tamidim of Mesofim. So the Machzah Shekel, the Gemara says, has to be Dafke Kesef. That's two girsas in the Yerushalmi and Shkolim, whether that's a Dinder Ais, a Dinder Rabban, or Moshe Feinstein wrote, Moshe Feinstein's main work, he left behind, when he ran away from the communists, he left it behind, he wrote a Chibur on the Yerushalmi. And all of his life he bemoaned the fact that he had to leave behind. When he was running away from the guy, he left the behind. So he has in his Chuvis and his Chibra on the Yerushalmi, he was Mevarer that the correct Shita is that that's a din deraisa. That Machzah Shekel, one is not a fulfillment of Machzah Shekel. If he pays in Shavu Kesef, that's a din deraisa, it's not a din derabban. Others have a different gears in the Yerushalmi, they think that it's only by the Rabban. The Moshe says he proved in his Chibra on the Yerushalmi that it's a din deraisa. The third din is clearly only by the Rabban. When the people come to be Ola Regal on Pesach Shavuos and Sukkos, and they buy korban oilos ria, you have to participate gimel mitzvahs and stabi yisol baliyosam laregal, that the Tosefta says, quoted in the first parak of Maseches Chagiga. When the people come to be oilos regal, they have to pay for oilos ria, shalmei chagiga, and they have to participate in shalmei simcha as well. So when you pay for the oilos ria, you have to buy a davka with kesef. You can't buy it from shavu kesef. So that's only mid the rabbana. Rashi Derem Chorus and Daphne Nal quotes Yerushalmi gives the whole reason why there's such a din midrabban. So by Kiddushe Kesef, we go lechatchila. We use a ring. We don't go Kesef. The minig is, the Mordechai quoted in Shulchan Aruch says, our minig is, you don't give cash, you give Dabke Shavu Kesef. Shavu Kesef is Torah Shabbat Peh on top of Torah Shabbat Peh. How much Shavu Kesef do you have to have? So that's a machlek is Bisham and Bisil. Again, we pass on like the Bisil. This is in Sukkah, Dav Gimel quotes from the Siddur Rav Amrungan. There are only six cases where we pass on like the Beis Shammai. This is not one of the six. The Mishnah in the end of the first parak in Masechus Shabbos says that one fine day, the Beis Shammai looked around like in Congress sometimes. They look around who's there and who's not there, and then they ram through a bill where they see that the Misnagdim are not there. So one fine day, most of the Besila were away. Chasna, whatever, Bar Mitzvah. So the Beis Shammai disagreed with the Bisil who were there, and they saw that they would outvote them. So they outvoted them on 18 issues. The Yudches Gzeris, towards the end of the Beis Sheni period, was Nigzar on one day. And then when the rest of the Bisil came back the next day after the Simcha was over, so they all agreed. So that doesn't really count, that we pass on like the Beis Shammai in the 18 cases in the Yudches Gzeris. The bulk of the Bisil who came back the next day agreed with the Beis Shammai. So there are Rav Amram Goyen Tesis and Sukkah Dav Gimel quotes. Rav Amram Goyen, we have a tradition. There are only six cases where there really was a machlokes Bishamah Misil, and we paskan like the Bishamah against the Bishil. So this is not one of them. So the way we paskan like Beis Hillel, the din is that Oisha Niknes Bishove Kesef, the Shove Kesef, the Shove Pruta, the same as in Kol HaTorah Kula. When you buy karkas, Niknes Bishove Pruta, Pay the Maaser Sheni, you have to have a minimum of Shavu Pruta. Pay the Hegdash, a minimum of Shavu Pruta. There's a Mishnah in Perek Hazok, Chamish Pruta say. Mishnah in Bav Mitzir, there are five dinim that depend on a Shavu Pruta. Gezel, Mazik, a lot of dinim depend on Shavu Pruta. See, Kiddushin is the same as in Kol HaTorah Kula. We have to figure out why the Beis Shammai all of a sudden say differently. So Gemara is going to break the head to explain Shittas Beis Shammai. We don't pass like Beis Shammai anyway. But the Gemara often feels that it's kedai to discuss Elu B'Elu Divul Kimchai. We discuss Shitas Beis Shammai, even though we don't paskan like it halacha l'maisa, because their Shita is a chelik of Torah Shabbat Peh. What if a person is mekadesh b'pachas mishove pruta? So it's she's not mekudesh. So the Gemara has, what if he's mekadesh with the shove kesef? What if he's mekadesh with the Gemara says everything. The Gemara says in the first daf in Perek HaZohav in Bab Metzia, everything in the world is divided into two categories. Either it's tive or it's pera. Either it's matbeya, cash, or it's shove kesef, or it's pera. The Gemara calls it pera. Furniture, clothing, houses, real estate, everything is shove kesef. Kesef depends on whatever is legal tender, whatever is declared by the recognized government as legal tender. The Shach writes there are different opinions how far you go with the klal of din and the malchus adina. But the Shach writes that this everybody agrees with respect to determining what is kesef, what is shove kesef for the purpose of pidyon ma'aser sheni, that certainly depends on din and the machusa. Whatever the government declares as legal tender, that's considered kesef. Kesef doesn't mean silver, it doesn't have to be silver. Coins are kesef, shot about paper money, whether paper money is considered kesef or considered shtaris. The pashtus is that paper money is also kesef. It says on it, legal tender declared by the American government. Israeli money in America is shove kesef. It's recognized as kesef by the Israeli government. It's legal tender in Eretz, it's not legal tender in America. You don't have to accept somebody owes you money, so you don't have to accept the Israeli coins. You have to accept American coins. So that's that's a big shiloh. for many years, Rav Neuwirth, the author of the Shemir Shabbos Kol Chos, just passed away a few years ago. So Rav Neuwirth was brought up in Germany together with many of the old-timers from Breuers right over here in the neighborhood. So they were all classmates. So he every year, the Breuers community would put an announcement in their Rosh Hashanah newsletter that Rabbi Neuwirth gives permission to all of the members of the Kahal HaDas Yishurin to use his Pruta Hamura, he lived in Beit Vegan, to use his Matbeah, his Israeli Matbeah, for the purpose of Pidyon Ma'aseh. So that's very nice if I would be living in Eretz Yisrael. So I can use an Israeli coin, whether Shabbos I'm living in America. So that's a question. If I live in America, does it depend where the coin is? The coin is in Eretz Yisrael. But I'm being paid in Ma'aseh Sheni in America. So that's a big machlekas, the Rambam and the Ravid. It depends on two girsas in Bava Kama. The Gemara talks about it explicitly, but the two girsas, what it says in the Gemara, towards the end of Bava Kama. So that's a machlekas, halacha l'maaseh, between the Rambam and the Ravid. Because for the purpose of Pidyon Ma'aseh Sheni, you have to use Davke Kesef. Shove Kesef is not acceptable. For Kedushin, Shove Kesef is good. But for Pidyon Ma'aseh Sheni, that's one of the three cases that the Gemara said the Shove Kesef is not acceptable. You need Davke Kesef. So the Shama Shita is that Kiddushin is different from Kal Torah. You need Dino B'Shava Dino. B'Shila say normal, B'Shila say Shava Pruta. Shava Pruta. So the Gemara has a discussion later on in the first parak. Gemara says if somebody's Mekadosh and Isha with a trinket, with a flower, with a ring over here, and over here where we live in America, its value is Pachas B'Shava Pruta. But in a distant city, it is Shava Pruta. So the Gemara says, it would be Mekudeshes, and if you're not sure, I know where we live over here, the Chosin gave the ring, Chosin gave the Kala a ring, and the ring is a toy, and you get five for a penny. So it's Pachas Meshavu Pruta here. But maybe in Modai, maybe in a faraway country, maybe the thing would be Shavu Pruta. So the Gemara says, if you don't know one way or the other, she's Mekudeshes Misofik, Shem Meshavu Pruta B'Modai. So you'll have to learn. That's a big machlekes Taisus, and it seems the Rambam is that a din d'oraisa, or is that a din d'rabbanan? So Taisus said that's only a din d'rabbanan. It can't be a din minat Torah. There is a Mishnah in Erechin that the Rishonim quote. The Mishnah in Erechin states, "Ein lahegdish al mekom alishaita." If somebody was magdish something, and the gizbush al hegdish is going to auction it off to the highest bidder, so the bezin has to establish what's the minimum value that they'll accept for this item. So let's say in New York now in the summertime, let's say the Gizber is auctioning off a fur coat. In the summertime, the fur coats don't sell for as much as they would sell for in the wintertime. But now it's the summertime. So the din is, Ein lehegel shalem mekom v'shaitem. When the Gizber is auctioning off, he doesn't have to cake, he doesn't have to insist, he's only going to take the minimum bid is going to be what the highest value that is ever worth anywhere in the world at any season of the year. No. Mekom v'shaita. How do you establish how much anything is worth? Kamu shava lim kabashuk. How much would it sell for in the marketplace? The marketplace means today, in this city where we're selling it, where we're auctioning it off, where the Gizber is selling it. It doesn't matter that I know Bavadai in the middle of Africa it would cost more money. Or in a different season of the year, it would cost more money. So that's why Taisus is of the opinion that this whole din, if you're Mekadosh and Isha with the Shava Kesef, and in the country where you're giving it, the city where you're giving the Shava Kesef, you're giving a ring or something, or a candy, a lollipop or something, you get five for a penny. That's Pachas Meshava Pruta. But in another location in the world, it is a Shava Pruta, maybe possibly worth a Shava Pruta. So Taisus says that Chayshina leKiddushin, that Kiddushin is only b'derabbanan. Min haTorah it's ein lahegdish al mekom v'shaito, and it's pachas m'shavu pruta, so the Kiddushin is not chal. And other Rishonim seem to hold that Gemara is a real din d'oraisa. So that's a pella. How can it be? If Shavis al pidin has to be shavu pruta, Shavis al pidin is always determined by kamahu shavu limka bashuk. Something has sentimental value to me. Let's say when they gave me my first haircut. So my mother saved the little piece of hair. So to me, it's worth $1,000. If I want to sell it on the marketplace, no one's going to pay a pachas b'shava pruta for the piece of hair. So somebody burns that piece of hair, someone flushes it down the toilet, I say, he's not a mamazik. He stole my hair and I'm going to make him pay. When am I going to make him pay? How much is it worth? Kamahu shava lim kavashu, garnished. It's not worth anything. The Nesiva says this klal, and several others swarm. So he writes, he repeats this in several Svarim based on the Mishnah and Erechin. Eila Hegdash on a Mekama V'Shaitan. We always establish the Shavius of items according to how much it will sell for in the marketplace today and right now. So that's the Shal. How can there be Rishonim who disagree? And the Rambam is mine. How can there be Rishonim who say that? Shem Shavuot Pruta B'Madai, that'll be a Kiddush in Deraisa. How can that be? So Rav Soloveitchik explained, the Pnei Yeshua more or less has this. Rav Soloveitchik explained, maybe there's a difference between Kesef and Mammon. For Mammon, you're talking about what is the Shabbos of an item. So the Shabbos is, Kamahu Shabbat Limakam Bashuk, Bosa Mokam, Bosa Zman. Doesn't help that in another city it's worth $1,000. But here it's only worth $300, $500. So it doesn't help in another season of the year, it'll be worth more money in another city, another continent, it'll be worth more money. Right now, it's only worth so much. But if you're talking about Kesef, you're talking about Kesef, less than a Shavuputa is not called Kesef. More than a Shavuputa is called Kesef. So that's what the Pnei Yeshua says. Apparently, there are some Rishonim hold that that's a din deraisa. The Shavuputa anywhere in the world, then it's considered Kesef for the purpose of Kiddushin. So you'll have to learn the Gemara to see how this fits in. There are more rites in Shulchan Aruch that the minig is, as we mentioned, we don't do Kiddush Biyah. Rav Mang and Aman and Mekadosh B'Biyah, they give Makas Mardis. We don't do Kiddush Shtar because that's Torah and Bechsav. And the Karoim would do like that. We want to demonstrate we subscribe to the Torah Shabbat Peh. So we do Kiddush Kesef. That's how the Rambam presents it. Kesef is Dibrei Seferim. And nonetheless, Kwanog, call Yisrael the Kaddish B'Kesef. The Orthodox Jews use Dafke Kesef to demonstrate that they subscribe to the Torah Shabbat Peh. And we use Dafke Shabbat Kesef. So there are more quotes from the passage in the Zohar that the meaning is to use a tabas, to use a ring. A reason based on Kabbalah. Sefer HaChinuch also writes the same, but without the Kabbalah. He says, you see, a single boy sees a nice girl, so he may ask her for a date. So the girl's going to wear a ring, so you know that she's taken. So you don't have to have a whole discussion. It doesn't have to be awkward. The girl doesn't have to go explain that she's married right away. She wears a ring. So we know that she's married. That's how the Sefer HaChinuch writes. The meaning developed that you use Dafke a ring for the Shavu Kesef, so everyone should know that the girl is already married. There is a meaning that's mentioned in Shulchan Aruch that's based on a Tosis later, and Daf Pesam and Aleph Ehilchaso. The Rabbein Tam has this interpretation of the Gemara that we use for Kedusha Kesef, we use Dafke Tabas, Shein Oleh Evan. Meaning was for many centuries that you don't use a ring with a stone. Because the Gemara says, not only do you need das for Kiddushin, if there's a lack of das, there's no Kiddushin, you need smichas das. What is smichas das? The Gemara has an expression. So if a boy gives a girl a ring, it's worth a quarter. He bought it in a store for a quarter. But the girl thinks that it's a real diamond. She thinks it's worth $1,000. It's worth a quarter. A quarter is more than a shavuputa. But if the girl thinks that it's worth much more than it really is worth, so the Gemara says, although she wants to marry him and there is Das Kiddushin, but that's considered a lack of Smichas Das. So that's why the Rabbi Netam interprets in the Gemara, Hilchasan, Daf Tesam and Aleph, Shiroi, Lot Zorach Shuma, only Shiroi, only clothing, being the Kaddish the Isha with a sheet, with a dress or something, how far off can you make a mistake? But if you're going to be Mekaddish with a Tabas, Sheish Alea Evan, and the mistake may be a major mistake. Maybe she'll think that it's worth $2,000, really only worth $2. So then it's a problem with the Kiddush. So this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that the meaning was for many centuries that you don't use a tabas sheyesh aleha evan. They write that sometimes there were couples, the boy and the girl's parents were both in the diamond business. And the meaning would be that they would be mekadosh, but the tabas that had a diamond on it, and the two fathers would look at the ring, and they would discuss with each other under the chuppah, and they would assess how much it's worth. So then if they made a shumas, then there's no problem. So by the diamond merchants, they had such a practice that it would dafka be mekadosh bekesef, and they would make the shumas there under the chuppah. But for normal peace and normal people, we're not in the diamond business, for normal people, the meaning is that a person doesn't use Tabashi Eshalevim, because there may be a lack of Smichas Das. The Das Kiddushin is there. She agreed to marry him. They sent an invitation. She's wearing a gown. She marched down the aisle. We know that she agrees to the Kiddushin, but it's a lack of Smichas Das. She thought it's worth so much more, and it's worth so much less. I remember years ago, I think it was Rabbi Goldberg Zuchan Lavracha, the Rosh Yeshiva in Kerem Yavna, who told us that, I think he said when he was going to get married, if I'm saying, I think he said when he got married, so Rabbi Avolah Soloveitchik told him he should have in mind two things under the chuppah. He should have in mind the Shem Mitzvah, and he should have in mind the Shem Kinyan. Yeah, Ha'isha Niknes, when you give the ring, Shove Kesev, Zdinika Kesev, you have in mind to be kind of the Isha, to create the Isha, not to be kind of, to be kind of the Ishas, to create the Ishas. And then also the Rambam's opinion is that Kiddushin Ki'ikach Ishish is a mitzvah. The Rambam wrote a Sefer HaMitzvah, so he lists off what in his opinion are the Taryag mitzvahs. So he lists as two distinct mitzvahs. One mitzvah of Lisa Isha B'suba V'Kiddushin, to get married. Then another mitzvah is Lifras V'Lirvas. And he holds that getting married is a separate mitzvah, not to be alone. Lo Tov Heyos Ha'odim Levado, that's one mitzvah to get married. And there's another mitzvah to have children. So the Rambam and the Ravid also seems to view, the Rambam's opinion is that when you recite the Birchas Erisin, right before the Chassan gives the ring to the Kala, it's a bracha like a Birchas HaMitzvah over Lasi Yasim. It's a bracha over the mitzvah of getting married. The Rosh in the beginning of Ksubis doesn't seem to agree with that Rambam. The Rosh thinks that getting married is only a Echsha mitzvah. You get married in order to, if the mitzvah really is Piri Berivya. The getting married is just a stepping stone. Then the Rosh says that maybe it's possible even to fulfill the mitzvah of Piri Berivya without getting married. Maybe the person is permitted to take a pilegesh. There's going to be a discussion we'll have here in the Masechta. Is it mutter to take a pilegesh? So according to the Rosh is presenting the sheet of the Balei HaTosfos, and Kiddushin, Birchas Erisin, Birchas Kiddushin is not really a Birchas HaMitzvah at all. It's a Birchas HaShevach, sort of Birchas HaShevach. There should be a major difference. That's what the Tosfos in Psochim and the Sugya, in the first perek of Psochim, the Gemara says that Kol HaMitzvos Kulam Mevarech Aleihem Over Lasi Yosem. When you want to eat food, so the Birchas HaNenah has to be recited immediately before you eat the food. Not that you eat the food, then you say Bracha Achrayna. Bracha Achrayna is the afterwards, but it's a Bracha Rishonim. Before you eat, you have to say the Bracha before. Then a Bracha before performing a mitzvah is Over Lasi Yosem by mitzvahs. By Birchas Shevach, Birchas Hodah, let's say a person sees lightning, or he hears thunder, or he sees beautiful mountains, or something like that. He goes to the zoo, he sees strange animals that he never saw before. So there are brachas for all of these things. So some of them are Birchas HaShevach, some of them are Birchas Hodah. So Birchas HaShevach, Birchas Hodah is not recited in advance. You don't say the bracha. You don't guess when you think the lightning is going to strike. When you see the lightning, then you say the bracha. L'acharas yasim, after you see the mountains, then you say the bracha. So that's the question over here. Whether Birchas Erisin is a Birchas HaMitzvah, then you should really say the bracha over las yasim. That's how the Rambam says. Getting married is one of the Taryag mitzvahs. L'isa isha b'ksuba v'kiddushin. Pirei Rivya is a separate mitzvah. So the Birchas Erisin that we recite on the chuppah should really be recited by the chosen. He's doing the mitzvah, he's getting married. And should really be recited over Lasi Yosam. And the Rambam writes that if they forgot to say the Birchas Erisin before the chosen gives the ring, and he already gave the ring, the Rambam writes, Mashanasek Varnasa Farfalm. Rambam's opinion is that you can never say the Bracha Lachar Asi Yosam. Other Rishonim disagree. The Azarua disagrees. When you learn Yeridei, a Simon Yutes, there's a long shach about that. Yozerah has arrived from the mission at the end of Psochem against the Rambam, that even though the bracha Birchas HaMitzvah ought to be recited over Lasi Yosem, but for the Eved, he didn't say it over Lasi Yosem, you can recite the bracha even later. But the Rambam is clear like that, that Erisin, getting married is a mitzvah, even if the person is getting married for the second time. Let's say he lost his first wife and he's remarrying, and a new wife is already 70 years old. We don't expect her to have any children. There's not going to be any more Pirei Berivya. Getting married is a mitzvah. Lo tov hayos adam levado. Lisa isha b'ksuba v'kiddush. That's a separate mitzvah. And other Rishonim disagree. They don't consider. You see, there's a run in the beginning of the second parak in Kiddushin discusses. Why do you say mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucha by the Kiddushin? What mitzvah is there by Kiddushin? That's according to the Rama, it is a mitzvah. According to the Rosh, it's not really a mitzvah, just the Hechsha mitzvah. When you start the second parak, you'll have to have that discussion. The Rambam is of the opinion that one who lives with a woman without Kiddushin is in violation of Laisiyah Kedesha, Aloy Seseh. The Rambam says the Iker Iser of L'Asiyah Kadesha is only if the girl is Mufkarism, is a manless noose, if the girl is a prostitute. Every week she sleeps with somebody else. But if the boy has a girlfriend, they're always living together all the time, they're makbid, she's not Mufkaris every week with someone else. So the Rambam says that's not the ikalab. So the Rambam says there wouldn't be any malchus then, but it would be a violation of the loises. So the Ravid disagrees with the Rambam. The Ravid thinks that if she's Mufkaris and is a menace lizuz, then it's L'Asiyah Kedesha. But if it's not Mufkaris lizuz, he doesn't think that there's a lav at all. So Rav Saletchi pointed out that several of the Achrenim are medayik from the Loshan Arayvid. The Arayvid says that there's no lav. It sounds from the Arayvid that there is an Iser Esei, namely Ki Ikech Yishisha Ubiola. Only after having Kiddushin, then it's mutter to be boiled the girl. Bila Bili Kiddushin, even though the Arayvid says there's no lav, if she's not with charism, is a manis liznus, but the Pashto says an Iser Esei, there certainly would be. The Rambam's Loshan is a little strange, but the Rambam says that it's a mitzvah, Lisa Isha b'ksuba uvi kiddushin. What do you mean it's a mitzvah to get married with a ksuba? To give the girl a document of a ksuba. There is a machlekes that's recurrent in Maseches Ksubas. Every 25 blot, the Gemara comes up with the issue with a ksuba deraisa, ksuba lav deraisa. Most of the Rishonim pass on the ksuba lav deraisa. Most of the Rishonim hold like that ksuba. It's a machlekes hatanoim and a machlekes harishonim had a paskin. So most paskin ksuba is lav deraisa. That's why Rabbi Ben Chaim, who's a Rebbe here in Yeshiva, in his ksuba, in all the Ashkenazi ksubas, always says that the chosin is obligating himself, Masayim Zuz, the chosi lichem midaraisa, that you are entitled to min haTorah. So the Sfardish ksubas leave out that word. So Rabbi Ben Chaim always says he'll be happy to give you a ksuba free of charge that doesn't have that misprint. It shouldn't say the chosi lichem midaraisa. The Balei HaTosfos had the girsa and the ksuba de chazi lichma deraisa, and they explain what that means. Tosfos and Chorus explains what it means. It doesn't mean that ksuba is deraisa. It means the Gemara over here in Kiddushin quotes, when you're dealing with amounts of money that appear in Chumash, like Shloshim Shel Eved, or Chamishim Shel Oinus HaMefata, or Meir Shekel Shel Motzi Shema, or Machzor Shekel, or whatever, when you're dealing with amounts of money deraisa, then the pasuk is to be understood that it's referring to Kesef Tzuri. And if it's only a din de Rabbanon that appears in the Mishnah, then you're talking about Kesef Medina. They have two monetary systems running concurrently, like we have Canadian money and American money. So you have pennies, nickels, dimes, quarters, half dollars, and dollars. Everything is the same in Canada, but it's not the same. The dollar is not the same as the dollar. Sometimes American dollar is stronger, sometimes the Canadian dollar is worth more. So in the days of the Tanoim, in the days of the Gemara, they had two concurrent systems. They had always the same pennies, nickels, dimes, quarters. This was Kesef Tzuri, and this was Kesef Medina. So the Kesef Tzuri, each coin in the Kesef Tzuri was worth eight times that amount in the Kesef Medina. It didn't fluctuate. Like American dollars and Canadian dollars fluctuates. Every 20 years is the other direction. In the days of the Gemara, it didn't fluctuate. All of the Kesef Tzuri was worth, each Matbea was worth eight times that amount in the Kesef Medina. So the Gemara has a klal, it's quoted here in Kiddushin. One of the major sugyas is here in Kiddushin, on that for your base. The Gemara discusses how much is a pruta. A pruta is not a penny. How much is a pruta? So you have to learn the Rishonim. The Gemara says what it isn't. The Gemara thought that the smallest coin in your monetary system in that given country is called a pruta. And more that's not correct. So what is a pruta? So they leave you hanging. You have to look in the Rishonim, the Ramban, and Hilchas Becharis explains. The Rambam explains how much is a shava pruta. So the Gemara says, the Gemara has a hiyud base. Whenever you're talking about something that says in the Chumash called Kesef Hama Batara, is Kesef Tzuri on a higher value, higher level. And Shel Devarim, whenever it's a Mishnah that there's a din mid the Rabbanu, you have to pay Nosan Lo Zuz or Nosan Lo Sela, that's Kesef Medina. The Tanoim are talking about the money that they used in their days. So that's what the Rishonim say, that even the Tosis explains that Tosis there in Pcheres, and the Rosh explains it in Ksubis in the beginning, that even though we really paskin, the Ruba of the Rishonim paskin, that Ksubis love their eyes, and even if you give a document, it's still lav deraisa. Mom would thought it's a his chayvus midas. He gave the girl a document, a ksuba. Still not. The ksuba is lav deraisa. But still you pay hamishim shekel kesef as if it would have been deraisa, because the pasuk says that onis ha'mefata has to pay hamishim shekel kesef tzuri kesef yishkol Kemohar habisulas, because he was ma'anis ha-mefata, the girl, so when she's going to get married, she's not going to be a besulas. She's not going to get a ksuba of chamishim shekel. The meaning, the practice was b'zman matan Torah, that they used to give a girl who was a besula, they used to give the girl a ksuba of chamishim shekel. So she's going to be losing that out because the man was ma'anis ha-mefata her. So that's where the Torah says he has to pay that amount. So the Tanoim had a machlekes and the Rishonim had a machlekes. Does that mean that the ksuba is deraisa? The Chumash says it. They said, "Din a ksuba." No, ksuba is lav deraisa. That was a minig in the days of Matan Torah. Not necessarily a minig that the Torah is recommending. The minig was that a girl who was a psula who got married, the husband would give her a ksuba of chamishim shekel kesef, and the oynis mefata corresponds to that because he was mafsid at that amount. But it's not necessarily that the chiv is deraisa. So even if you hold like that, that the chiv of the ksuba is only the rabbanon, but it's still kesef tzuri. The chumash records it's chamishim shekel kesef tzuri. So that's what the rishonim say over there. That the taisus with the rosh, they say that when we write into the ksuba, masayim zuz, there are four zuz in a cellar, so it's chamishim shekel, 50 sloim, is the same as 200 zuz. We write the chazilich medirais. It doesn't mean that she is entitled to that amount of money on the level of the rice. The whole chiv ksub is only the rabbanon. What we mean is the chazilichi, which you are entitled to midirabbanon, takanos chachamim, the rice means in the derais of money, kesetzur money as opposed to kes medina. So we really pass on the ksub is love derais. And the pasuk and the Beis Shmuel and the other pasuk say, even if he gave the girl a ksub under the chuppah, it's still ksub is love derais. He just meant to give her a shtaraya that the takanos chachamim is in place over here. Just because he gave a shtar, he didn't mean to make it into his chayvus midas. So what is the Rambam that's a pelos? What does the Rambam mean when he says Lisa the mitzvah min haTorah is Lisa isha b'ksuba v'kiddushin? How can you say that ksuba is part of the din deraisa? The Rambam also paskin that ksuba is lav deraisa. Why does he write Lisa isha b'ksuba v'kiddushin? So Soloveitchik thought that the pshat is ksuba doesn't really mean the piece of paper, the document of the ksuba, the masayim zuz. With or without the piece of paper, you have the apple piece of like kasav. Even if he doesn't give her the document, he's still mechuyev. If he divorces his wife or he dies before her, so she's entitled, shetisamana tizgari, she's entitled to collect the chamishim shekel. The Rambam didn't mean biksuba, the 50 shkolim, the 200 zuz. The Rambam meant shibudiksuba, sheksus v'yoyna. So he said, the mitzvah of getting married is not fulfilled. Let's say a man marries a girl, harem kodeshusli. So that's going to be a machlokes later in the Gemara. Is that called masna mashikas v'ter? That's machlokes on the Arab units. Masna mashikas v'ter b'davish b'mamet. If a man gets married to a girl, let's say he marries the girl, says Hari am kodeshusli, on the condition that if the marriage doesn't work out within the first 2 years, you don't need a get. Or it's, let's say a girl gets married to a boy in the Israeli army, and he says, "I'm a kodeshusli on the condition that if I die and I don't have any children, you shouldn't be required to have any chalitz." So the Yerushalmi gives that as an example, a master mashikasmater, that tonight batla ma'isekam, the kedushin is chal, and tonight is not valid. It's quoted that Yerushalmi is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. So there, the din is that the tonight is batla ma'isekayim, the kedushin is chal. And even if the marriage falls apart within the first 2 years, you still need a get. And even if the husband is killed in the Israeli army, and she needs chalitza, so the din is that still, even though he made it tonight, the kedushin should only be chal on the tonight that she won't need chalitza. That's masna mashkas matar. But if you make a tonight, bedovish b'mamin, amarashen lechalak sheir ksus ve'oina. Oina is questionable. A sheir ksus is mamin. So that's a machlegs in a meir abuda. And we usually pass a meir abuda lechik rabuda. Bedovish b'mamin. The tonight is kaim. So if a man says Hariyah Mekudeshusli on the condition that there's no Sherksus V'yayna, she's Mekudeshus without Sherksus V'yayna. So the Rama means to say that with such a Kiddushin, that they're married, but he doesn't have any responsibilities, he doesn't have any obligations towards the wife, not Mekhif to support her, so then he's not Yotze the mitzvah of Lisa Isha. Lisa Isha, Ksana B'Ksuba V'Kiddushin means it's not enough Erisin. You have to have Lisa Isha, you have to have Nisun, you have to have Nisun, where the husband has responsibilities to support the wife. If he can finagle to make a Kiddushin ala Tanai that he's not Meshubed, he's not Mechiv to support the wife, Amenoshe Enlech Alay Sheik Sus V'yayna, the Tanai will be Kayim, because Kol Tanai Shebimamin is Kayim, like Rabbi Yehuda against Rabbi Meir, but you won't be in fulfillment of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to get married in a normal fashion. So that pasuk, ki ikach ish isha, according to the Rambam, is a mitzvah saseh. At least, not only is it a din that kedushin is chal, the kinyan is chal, it creates the issues, it's a mitzvah to get married. And according to the Rosh, there is no such mitzvah, but the Ravid is mashma, the diuk and the Ravid is mashma, that the pasuk does imply that there's an isa pilegesh. Even if you hold there's no loisese, that the law of loisia kadesh only applies if she's mufkeres and mizamanis liznus, the Rambam also agrees that the pshuta shal mikro loisia kadesh is only if she's mufkeres and mizamanis liznus. And if she's miyuchedes to one person, you don't have the lab bishleimus, it's only like a chatzi shira of the lab. So the Rambam writes explicitly in such a case that you would be in violation of the lab, but there wouldn't be any malchus. And the Ravid says he doesn't think there's any lab at all. But the Ravid never said that it's mutter. So that's the dear Rav Yankel Femden has a famous tshuva about this. And others have like that as well. Rav Soloveitchik thought that was poshim pshat and the Ravid as well. The Ravid writes, ein bo lav. He implies that there is an iser essay. The mashmos of the pasuk is ki kechi shisho bo'ola. Then without the Kiddushin, it would be also to have the Bia. Kiddushin is a very important Masechta. I remember Rabbi Gifter told us, Rabbi Gifter learned here in high school, and then he, Dean Zar, used to be the dean here in Yeshiva, that was his uncle. So his uncle convinced him he should go learn in Telz. So he went to Europe to learn in Telz. So he said when he came to the Yeshiva, so the Mashgiach asked him, which Masechtas did you cover? He was a little boy, teenager. He said, which Masechtas did you cover? So he starts rattling off, he learned Me'ilah. And he learned Krisis. So the Mashgiach said, did you learn any normal Masechtas? So he didn't understand, what do you mean? What's normal? What's not? He didn't know what he's talking about. He learned Babakamah, Babamatsiah, Babasak, Suvis, Gitna, Kedushin. He didn't understand why that's. He said, after learning in Telz a couple of years, so he understood why that's normal, why that's irregular. Kedushin is one of the normal Masechtas. It's very important. Allah Halamaisa, you have to know every line in the Masechta. It's very cheerful. It's Kedai. Last year, quite a few people made a siyum on all of Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin is much bigger than Kiddushin. Kiddushin is shorter. And it's very negeh halacha lemaisa. Every line is negeh halacha lemaisa. I remember once one of the rabbis made a bris here in the yeshiva. That boy had the bris already, his grandfather. But this was a long time ago. So he made a bris in the yeshiva. All the rabbis were eating in the cafeteria across the street, the breakfast. And then before the benching, so the Rebbe, who was the father of the baby, was going around to give schnapps to whoever's prepared to drink l'chaim. So they gave me a drink of schnapps. I said, I can't have any schnapps. I have to give a shir soon. Then he gave a drink of schnapps to another Rebbe. He said, yeah, he'll drink. So he asked, how come Herschel doesn't drink and you don't have to give a shir today? He said, no. And Herschel's shir, they use the Shulchan Aruch Ebenezer every day. But I'm learning Gemara Kiddushin. We learned Kiddushin that year. Said, in my shir, student don't even know that there is a Shulchan Aruch. He felt that that's the highest level, and they don't even know that there is a Chelek in Shulchan Aruch and Kiddush. Well, you should know there is a Chelek in Shulchan Aruch. It's known as Ebenezer. And Avne Miluim is a Chiba by the Orthodox Sarsachosha, not in the Ebenezer. And if you don't know where the din is in Shulchan Aruch, that's why the Ayin Mishpat, their mitzvah is on the side of the page. It tells you all the time where the Marmikamis are. And it's Gedai, whenever you finish a whole Sugya, look in Shulchan Aruch, take a look. Bottom line, how do we pass an Aruch HaMaisa? When somebody asks you, the Gemara says, you should know what the answer is, not to say, hazy, there's a machlokes hatanoim. So what's bottom line? What's the psak halacha? Asur amuta. Kiddushin is a very important mesichta. You should all try to finish the whole mesichta and pay attention. Everything is halacha HaMaisa here. How about Tzlochen?